This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
We learned before about Shadim and Adam. It's the Yichud of Adam. Adam has Neshama Elyona. We explained what the Neshama Elyona is. It's the sense in us of things that are not of this world, ruchnistic things, and the fact that it's tied to the guf in a way that's really extraordinary, that has no shaykhis. Beis, hanivroim agashmiyim, yiduim em etzleinu, v'chukoseim mishpateim ativim b'chlolim forsamim. So we know all of the physical animals, beings, everything that's around them, and the natural laws. We don't really have the ability to picture ruchniyim. They're outside of our dimyon. And we can only speak via messiahs that we have. This is actually something we want to talk a little bit about. Our first way of thinking about things is the koach hadimyon. Let's just say what koach hadimyon is. A child grows up, he sees things, he hears things, he smells things, he tastes things, and little pictures like that are formed in his brain. So when I teach a kid, I want to teach about an airplane, I say it's like a big birdie that flies and people sit on it. So he can able to do it. Today, I think it's the other way around. They know what an airplane is, but a bird needs a hezva. So but I can find him. So what I'm doing is I'm taking bits and pieces of information that those are my building blocks, and I can talk about it. They wanted a picture in my days when I was going to high school. The picture of an atom was like a solar system. It was an easy picture to give. There was the nucleus in the center and electrons whirling around and v'chulu v'chulu. So what I'm doing is I'm taking pictures and putting it together. Even if I can't picture exactly, but I'm familiar enough with things like it that I know what goes, what doesn't go, and so on. Now let's take a person who is, a magnetic field. There are some animals that sense a magnetic field. Birds, when they go from place to place, that guides them. We have no sense of magnetic field. So all I can do is, I can make a hekish. I see gravity pulling on things. I see a magnet pulls on things. So I can sort of do a magnetic field. But let's say I take a blind man. And a blind man never saw anything. Somebody was born blind. So I can tell him information about the world of sight. And he can use that information in a defined way to say things, in a limited way to say things about the world of sight. So if he hears that red is a very exciting color, and blue is a very tranquil color. So he can register that information. He knows what tranquil and excited is. For instance, he hears a rock and roll band or rap, and that's exciting. And classical music is tranquil. So it's daimet one to the other. I can sort of use the idea. And then when somebody comes and says they painted their room, their bedroom a bright red, they say, why did you want that? You'd want something very tranquil. Or I painted whatever it is, something else blue. I'd say, well, don't you want a place that's more exciting? I can use the information to some degree, but I have to be very careful not to go off and build ideas from my seichel, because I really don't know what I'm talking about. So I have a limited amount of information and a limited amount of being able to put things together. So the ruchnistic world is something which not, it does not intersect any part of our senses. It has nothing in common. And we know some things, we have mesiras on some things, but tachlis, we don't really have a race what it is, we don't really get it. So we can use what Chazal gave us, and in a limited way, make some sort of, information that's, that's reasonable. But past that, we can't. So he says, the Ruchnim, we can't be Mitzayah. So we can say, this is positive, this is negative, this is Din, this is Chesed, but it's limited. And you have to take it, and that's why there was a great reluctance in the world of Kabbalah, in Chochmas Pnimis, to darshan on these things. In other words, what we know a limited amount of tzustels we can make, but to go and to explain in a very big way, we don't really, we should stick as much as possible to the words we were given. That was an approach that was very dominant, and is. Behine. So now he's going to tell us certain ikrim. Who? Everything in this world has a counterpart to it in a higher world. So everything that works in this world, everything has a higher koyach that's coming from. Let's take an example that we could understand and we'll be able. Somebody is teaching physics to class, and he comes in with like a bunch of contraptions. And this ball rolls up, this ball goes down, this ball swings back and forth, this and that. So you look at it, you see all sorts of, interesting things with balls and wheels and stuff. But really, each one of them is demonstrating another law of physics, another natural law. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon translates itself to sweeping ideas, which when they come down to our world, become something very concrete. And the things in this world is an embodiment of it. Let's go back to the example again of the of painting stuff. Imagine I'm building some sort of national museum. I commission artists and I tell them, I want a painting that greets you as soon as you come in, that inspires you to great patriotism for the country. The person thinks, and he comes up with a painting. So it's not the pshat as Reuven painted something, and by the way, it's a very inspirational painting. We were looking for a painting that would inspire people, and the words inspire people to great patriotism doesn't inspire anybody. It's too much of an abstract word. When you see your country bedecked in glory and somebody, a soldier standing proud, and whatever it is that you see, that makes you feel very patriotic. So the concrete physical thing that's there is presenting an idea. Everything in this world is presenting a nekuda, a certain inyan, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. It's all the things like that. And this is really where how Kabbalah is serving. For instance, Pirkei Shira. So Pirkei Shira, a very, very unsophisticated look at it, would say, well, Abayi say, there's so many animals in the world, they all must be davening sometime today. So let's ask the lion what Pasuk you say, and let's ask the Tanakh what Pasuk he says, and we go around canvassing them, asking what Pasukim they say. No. The Ribbono Shel Olam wanted a Baal Chai, he wanted an expression in the Bria of each and every Pasuk. Each and every Pasuk needs to express itself in the Bria. These Baal Chaim are the expression in their mohus, in their essence, something about the essence of a dog, of a horse, of whatever else is mentioned over there in Pirkei Shira, expresses a certain value, so notice the value. It's not that the dog or the cat or the sheep stands and with a sitter and has the pasuk open to the pasuk and says it. He is an embodiment of that. Something about his person. So it starts the pasuk. It's like the other way around. Pasuk ze mihu oimer. That's really the way it is. So all of these inyanim that have a ruchniyistika, everything must have a ruchniyistika shayrish, because the only thing that came into the Bria are things that are there to express Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes from a very, very, very abstract place that's le'elo le'elo, le'mailo from us, and then it wends its way down to become more and more concrete, and until finally it takes on a certain surah that Chachmas was going to say, this is the right surah. Okay. Oid Meseres B'yadeinu. We have another Meseres. And basically he's saying, none of this could be guessed. If philosophers would sit and they would theorize, and let me explain to you where he's coming, Zelumaseh. Philosophers also had theologies. How did they construct the theology? They're talking about things that are, you know, religion, ruchnius, whatever it is. So they would start with the Bria as they see it, and they would construct what they felt was a reasonable extrapolation from it. If this and this is this, then, you know, if planets are the most perfect beings in the world and they travel in circles, God must be circular. That would be a type of reasoning. So the problem with that is, you're starting with this world, you're taking a physical world and extrapolating outward, and without knowing anything. So it's like the blind man would try to extrapolate to the world of sight from his world, but he really can't. It's different. So he says, "Oid meseres b'yadeinu shall kol etzem hol mikra shebe nimtzoyim ashfal ma'ilu hufkidu pekidim min asugam alok shachamar." There is a malach that is mimun on each one. U'masom lekayim etzem ahu oy mikra b'nitzoy ashfal kim yashu. And their goal and drive is for its kiyum. U'lechadesh mashor es chadesh b'shfal kim yagzer al-yayna, and to make any change as necessary. So the word malach in this case is, you're much better off understanding it as a force than as a person with wings. The malach we're talking about, so let's take an example. We find in nature that different species keep on existing. And even a lot of species that they think are exterminated, all of a sudden they find a few examples. There seems to be some force that keeps on making sure that a species exists. So the non-believing people say it's the other way around. You know, because of evolution, the only things that exist are those things that have what it takes to persist. We understand it. It's a koyach HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the Bria, that every species that there's a rutzen for its kiyum, there's a force that's constantly making sure it's kiyum. And that's why even when you think you've eradicated X, Y, or Z, it still has a mitzias. That's that's where it's from. So these malachim that he says that are mimuna, and you find this you find this lashon saris al esav, saris al mitzrayim, saris al this. These are all the koyches al yoinim, because they exist. Part of their existence is to make sure that their koyach is represented in Tachtoinim. So if there's a Sar that's Memune on Mitzrim, then his koyach is to allow the Mitzrim to persist and exist. And obviously, whatever the ruchnis of a Mitzri is, whatever it is that nation is unique. Same thing with Baal Chai and so on. So you have different koyaches in the Bria, we call it a mazel, call it a malach, that their job or their mitzias is to bring themselves out into this world as, you know, in a way that is physical. Okay, we'll hold it here.